A Muslim investment banker and a Baptist former Green Beret walk into a room. This isn't the setup to a joke. It's the beginning of one of the most unlikely friendships you'll ever encounter. Azim Kamisa and Pless Felix met under the worst possible circumstances. Pless's 14-year-old grandson, Tony, had just killed Azim's son, Tariq, during a gang initiation. Yet instead of hatred, Azim extended his hand in forgiveness, inviting Tony's family into his home. What followed wasn't just personal healing. It became a decades-long partnership preventing youth violence across America. This story captures something we've forgotten in our relentless pursuit of individual success, the transformative power of deep human connection. We've been taught to compete, not collaborate, to climb ladders alone rather than build bridges together. The corporate world operates like a battlefield where colleagues are enemies and bonuses reward solo victories. But this mindset has cost us dearly. Loneliness now rivals smoking 15 cigarettes daily in health damage. Young adults, despite endless digital connections, report the highest loneliness rates in history. We're more connected than ever, yet profoundly alone. The solution isn't more networking events or LinkedIn connections. It's building what can be called deep connections, relationships that make both individuals better while making the world better. Through 15 years studying over 60 extraordinary partnerships representing 1,500 years of collective wisdom, a clear pattern emerges: 6 degrees of connection that anyone can practice to transform shallow relationships into profound, world-changing bonds. In 1973, chemists Frank Sherwood Rowland and Mario Molina discovered everyday chemicals were destroying Earth's ozone layer. Without intervention, by 2050, people would burn outdoors within 5 minutes, causing 280 million additional U.S. skin cancer cases. Their partnership's power came from shared commitment beyond personal ambition. When industry giants attacked them, their friendship became armor. They didn't just publish, they campaigned, risking everything because they refused to stand around and wait for predictions to come true. This principle appears in transformative relationships everywhere. The anti-apartheid movement succeeded through deep friendships. Walter and Albertina Sisulu, Oliver Tambo, Ahmed Kathrada, Nelson Mandela, Desmond and Leah Tutu, their bonds inspired global resistance. Your purpose needn't save the planet, just be bigger than yourself and authentic. Whether raising children, building community, or creating positive workplaces, it can't be driven by ego, power, or money. Chris Anderson of TED and Jacqueline Novogratz of Acumen pursue individual missions while sharing commitment to human dignity. When Jacqueline faced Crossfire in Pakistan, Chris responded with pride, the mutual support that enables extraordinary risk-taking. Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield bicker constantly, yet their ice cream empire succeeded because of their differences and one shared principle, being all in. This meant doing whatever needed doing, from scooping ice cream to sleeping on freezers. Their mantra, friends before partners. Going all in means making what Jacqueline Novogratz calls a commitment to the commitment, showing up for each other and your mission no matter what. Research confirms this. Successful partners acknowledge each other's bids for attention 86% of the time versus just 33% in troubled relationships. The gateway? Vulnerability. When Todd Holcomb became severely ill with Lyme disease, his partner Keith Yamashita sacrificed everything to care for him. Keith's unconditional support created safety where Todd could finally commit completely. As Keith explained, "You have to be willing to love before being loved and trust before being trusted." Vulnerability isn't weakness. It's the foundation of unshakable partnership. Values only matter when lived daily as a spiritual operating system, guiding every action. Enduring partnerships cultivate 6 essential virtues, creating psychological safety and enabling all-in commitment. Enduring trust forms the foundation. At Airbnb, they normalize difficult conversations by discussing elephants, dead fish, and vomit, the big unspoken issues, lingering past problems, and things people need to get off their chest. This deliberate practice prevents trust erosion. Unshakable mutual respect transcends agreement. Robert P. George, a conservative Christian, and Cornel West, a Democratic socialist, maintain a 14-year friendship despite polar opposite beliefs, proving respect doesn't require ideological alignment. United belief transforms impossible ideas into reality. When President Carter rejected the elders' concept, the team regrouped and co-created a stronger vision for global leaders working on peace and human rights. Shared humility keeps partnerships grounded. The Draper Richards Kaplan Foundation's co-founders refused sole credit, insisting on including their entire leadership team when interviewed. Research confirms that while takers might win temporarily, givers achieve greater long-term success. Nurturing generosity and compassionate empathy complete the ecosystem. Act like a tuning fork. Your vulnerability resonates, allowing others to vibrate at that same authentic frequency. Deep connection requires intentionally created magnetic moments. The Carters met daily on the Truman balcony to discuss world affairs. Richard Branson and Peter Gabriel pour water on each other when taking themselves too seriously. Innocent drinks built quarterly nature weekends disconnected from technology, while their Big Knit initiative raised $2.5 million for Age UK through volunteer knitted bottle caps. Magnetic moments fall into four categories. Joy and play create trust and vulnerability. Curiosity and wonder keep partnerships vibrant. Mick and Tasky Ebeling's Not Impossible Labs tackles impossible problems, creating 3D-printed prosthetics for Sudan war victims. Honest communication prevents resentment. Joe Confino and Paz Perlman practice Friday Talk, weekly discussions of positives, regrets, and concerns. Okinawa's Moais, lifelong support groups, exemplify how collective practices foster healthy relationships across decades. Don't forget yourself. Daily renewal practices, walking, journaling, sleep, meditation, healthy eating, create space for self-reflection. Writing five things you're grateful for daily forces deeper appreciation and creates a shared archive of positive moments. Perfect partnerships harness conflict rather than eliminate it. When André Borschberg and Bertrand Piccard completed the first solar-powered flight around the world in 2016, they credited their success to how they handled disagreements. When media recognized only Bertrand as Solar Impulse's founder, they addressed it directly. Their solution? André trained Bertrand to pilot, while Bertrand trained André to speak publicly, consciously sharing the spotlight. They call conflicts the sparkles, opportunities to spark innovation through curiosity, finding a third way transcending original positions. We should never be the same after a discussion, Bertrand explained. Otherwise, it means we learned nothing. Key approaches to celebrate friction. Understand the why through compassionate listening. Ask, what if the other person is right? Seek a third way beyond domination or compromise. Create courageous spaces for honest conversations. Establish veto power for decisions either partner can't live with. Use humor as the best oil for any problems. Remember the 99 things you love when one irritates you. Practice positive amnesia. Forget disagreements after resolving them. When Groh and Arne Brundtland were rising political stars in opposing parties, Arne sacrificed his political career to support the sum of the two of us. The Montreal Protocol's success in banning ozone-depleting chemicals came not from lone heroes, but from thousands working together in deep connections. Six collaborative design principles enabled this global achievement. Start with an intoxicating something bigger. Saving humanity by closing the ozone hole united people with sincere belief and humility to know they couldn't succeed alone. Start and strengthen. Begin simply, building core circles and gradually widening them. Create an open tent. Successful collaborations require independence from any single controlling entity. Embrace unlikely connections. Partnering diverse people fuels wider collectives. Build relational scaffolding. Create distributed leadership that encourages relationship building and minimizes conflict. foster service and friendship. When DuPont reversed its position in 1988, Chief Scientist Mac McFarland personally called Mario to share their voluntary phase-out decision. These principles helped eradicate smallpox, which killed 300 million people in the 20th century. In 1974, American doctor Larry Brilliant confronted Rushi Modi about smallpox spreading from his company town. After an all-night conversation, Rushi called CEO J.R.D. Tata, who committed $50 million, 500 Jeeps, and 500 managers, building a collective of 180,000 people who vaccinated village by village. We now face unprecedented challenges demanding this collaborative spirit. Four of nine critical Earth processes maintaining planetary stability have been breached. COVID-19 exposed both our interconnectedness and unpreparedness, yet sparked remarkable cooperation, like the African Union's coordinated response uniting 55 nations. The transition from competition to cooperation requires actively seeking missing voices and challenging siloed thinking. Nothing matters more than the partnerships shaping our identity and impact. As Ray Hinton reflected after 30 years wrongfully imprisoned, his deepest wish was for everyone to have a friend like Lester, his best friend who visited every week for three decades.